Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking the 10 smart money lessons to master.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so we're in our part two of the 10 money lessons to master. And again, I just want to repeat that they're probably way more than just 10. And I really just tried to boil this down to I think the 10 that really resonate with me that I've really seen be, you know, effective and really move the needle for a lot of people when they're either stuck in a money decision or they're having a problem or they're just needing a new, fresh kind of outlook on money. Because, you know, we can get in a rut where it's just we know what to do, right? I think intuitively, like most of us pretty much know what to do about money. We pretty much know what causes the problems with money. We pretty much know the solutions. Now, maybe not anything super, super complicated, but I think by and large, you pretty much know this. This is sort of like built into us. And some of it is kind of like common sense. So sometimes when even I'm coming up with these tips, I'm thinking like, well, of course, this is like common knowledge. And then I have to remember that not everybody listening is thinking about money like 24/7 the way I am, you know, the way that I'm sort of engulfed in money all day long. And so, you know, I think these things are things that maybe we know, but we just don't think about, or we put in the back of our heads, or, you know, yeah, they're just not top of mind, right? They're not top of mind the way, you know, other things that we love to do are top of mind. And, you know, I know that, you know, dealing with money is something that is very stressful and it can probably piss you off a lot. It could probably make you depressed or upset and my whole goal is just to totally counteract that, right? So that when you listen to these podcasts, you know, A, that everything's going to be okay, because it is. It's going to be okay, even if you're in the midst of a situation where you're like wanting to throw the podcast player at me right now. I promise you that everything's going to be okay, right? And two is everything is solvable. There can be a solution for everything that is going on now or that has gone on for you. That is definitely one thing that I know. It might not be the prettiest solution and it might not be a painless solution, but there is always a solution. There's always a way. There's a way to do everything. There's a way to grab all of those dreams and goals that you have for your life. There's a way to get out of whatever situation you're in. There's a way to make things better. There's just a way to everything. But you know, it's like anything, right? When we're in the midst of the problem, when we're in the midst of the situation, we just can't even, it's like we can't even see any solution. We just get paralyzed. And I find that happens so much when we're talking about money because it is particularly stressful and because we don't talk about it with everyone. You know, when we're in relationship issues, you know, what's the first thing we do? Well, we go to our girlfriends or our guy friends or our parents or whatever it may be. And we start just going on and on and on about all the things that are terrible and all the things that you want to fix. And, you know, you just start doing this laundry list, right? With absolutely no filter or no censor. And sometimes we like tell people things that we probably shouldn't tell other people, right? And so we just kind of go on and on and on whenever it's a relationship thing. But when it comes to money, it's like that's like the last thing we would do. The last thing we would do is go to our friends or go to our parents or go to anybody that we feel like might actually judge us. And so what happens is it just gets locked and trapped inside of us and then it festers and it's like that, you know, it's like I don't know. It's like that nasty cavity that you have in your mouth, right? It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger until you just actually go to the dentist and deal with it. It's funny, Jeff and I were talking the other day and he equated dealing with money with going to the dentist. And I just had this like terrible look on my face. And he's like, what? He's like, you know, that's what people think when you're talking about money. It's like them going to the dentist. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I want anything but that. Like, I want you to actually be able to have fun doing this. And I understand that in the beginning, it may feel a little like you're going to the dentist, but if you're listening to this podcast and I'm making you feel like you're going to the dentist, like I'm doing this all wrong. So hopefully it's a way more enjoyable experience than that, all right? And if not, I'm going to, please tell me everywhere so I can try a bit harder for you because I just don't want it to be like that. I don't really think there's anything that makes going to the dentist better. I mean, there's probably some dentist listening to this podcast and I apologize to you, but it's just not a fun experience. I mean, I would pretty much rather go anywhere and then go to the dentist. And that is saying a lot, all right? The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/etm. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. Okay, so let's finish out this list. Let's dive into these last five tips. And number six, okay, if you haven't listened to the first five, go back to the previous podcast and check out the first five because they do actually go somewhat in some sequential order. So number six is that money isn't linear. And this, I don't know how hard I can drive this point home. I feel like I say it over and over again. I feel like some of these things are, I'm like on broken record, but I know that sometimes we need to hear these things over and over again and in like lots of different ways because it resonates with you differently. And especially when you're in different times in your life, right? When you're in different seasons, you're in a really, you know, a great season where, you know, your income is great and everything's fantastic and you're not worried about anything. It's going to hit you differently than when you're in the season of like panic and worry. But it's not linear. Money's not linear. And I think that's what's so hard is that it's not black or white, right? And also that you need to be prepared for some bumps because I meet a lot of like really young 20-year-olds just out of college. And, you know, you got your first job, you got a great paycheck, you know, you're thinking like, okay, this is only going to go upwards. And for some people it does, but it's a small percentage of people that don't have some bumps along the way where, you know, it's just not all perfect. I mean, I just did a podcast about, you know, steps you need to take when you get laid off. And that's a real reality. That is, even if you have a job that you feel is stable, it is just not stable, not anymore, not in this economy, not in this world. Everything is shaky, right? And depending on what industry you're in, it may be shakier than other industries. And so I just really want you to understand that money is not linear. It's not a straight line. It's not suddenly you have all the answers, right? It's just not that way. It's a constant evolution, a constant learning process. And I think, you know, once you figure something out or you feel like you figure something out, like think of three other areas that you don't have figured out and go learn about those. Go read books or ask people, ask questions, you know, just be like a sponge, like when we're kids, right? And we soak everything up. Be that way about money, but also give yourself some latitude to make mistakes. Because even when you know what you should do, it doesn't mean that you do it, right? And it's like when we're like trying to lose weight and we know we shouldn't have like the ice cream sundae, but my God, it looks so good. Of course I want to have it, right? And then I feel terrible after I have it. And, you know, then I got to go work out. I'm going to go run 2 miles or whatever it may be. So money's kind of like that, right? There's ups and downs and highs and lows. And just give yourself some grace when you're dealing with money, for God's sakes, because it's not linear and it's not all perfect. Number seven, this is one of my favorites, is please Don't pick your investments for your 401k, your IRA, or your Roth based on your friends. I see this all the time where I ask someone, like, hey, how'd you pick the mutual funds that you're invested in? Oh, well, I just had lunch with my friends and they said to invest in X, Y, and Z, right? No, please, please, please. It is so easy these days to research things. It is so easy to ask questions online. Ask Mr. Google, right? He's going to give you some answers. They may not be the right answers, but he's going to give you some answers. Chances are, honestly, that your friend has used the close your eyes and put your finger next to something selection method. And that's not a very reliable method, all right? So ask people questions, ask people, enough people so that you can get a consensus. Read online, read articles, and then figure out again what works for your situation, because what works for your situation is not going to work for something else, for somebody else's, right? They might be more risky, or they might be more conservative, or they might not have any clue either, right? So just do your own research. Please, please, please. If you do your own research and at the end of the day you still have no idea what you're doing, do a little bit more research, A. And B, just start asking people questions, right? People love to talk about themselves. So just ask them, you know, how they're invested, or how they picked their investments, or ask them for any tips they can offer you, especially people that are older than you. And then, you know, come up with a consensus. But don't just pick what your friends pick just because. Please don't. Like, it's cool to share clothes and things like that, but this is not one of those areas, right? Because I want you to do really good, but I want you to do what's right for you. All right, number eight. This has been true my entire life, and it really is the principle that connections, the more people you can be connected to, it literally does equal more income, more jobs, more opportunities, more everything. I think every like amazing opportunity that has ever come my way has been through either connection or because I have literally put myself out there and, you know, pushed open a door to try to meet someone. If you're not on LinkedIn, honestly, and you're in the working world, I'm going to tell you good to go now to LinkedIn and create a profile, right? Build your LinkedIn profile while you're surfing on Instagram. You can do two things at once. I know, right? We're super good multitaskers here. Even the guys, I know some millennial guys out there who are pretty awesome multitaskers. But get all the connections you can. Again, with social media these days, it's so easy to do this. But if you're nice to people and you help other people without any motives, right? You're just trying to help people. That will all come back to you, and it will come back to you in ways that you can't even imagine, right? It's really rare these days that you actually like apply for a job. You find a job online, you apply for a job, and you get that job. That's super rare. Really what happens these days is a friend of yours says, hey, there's a job opening here, and they refer you in. Or you get recruited by a recruiter on LinkedIn, or somebody knows somebody. I mean, there's just the power of connections is unbelievable. And I can guarantee you it is going to lead to more opportunities, and more opportunities just lead to more choices for you, more income, you know, chances to do more of the things that you love to do. So really work super hard on building strong connections, but also being cool to people who need your help as well, right? Again, it's just going to come back to you. And that kind of leads into number nine, which you might not think this is a money lesson, but it really is a money lesson. And that is just to create your own life. You know, comparison, it gets you nowhere, and it is a complete waste of time. And I can tell you this personally, because I spent a lot of my 20s in a nasty comparison trap, right? So I started my first business when I was in college at 19, and I ended up selling that business a couple years after college. And the purpose of the business was to help people, kids in that wanted to go into the entertainment industry, get jobs in the entertainment industry. And I succeeded. Over like 160 kids got jobs and internships. Many of them now are actors and writers and directors and editors and like really cool people. But I gave away all these jobs, right? Because that was the purpose of the company I was running. And then when it came to the point where I actually wanted to get a job, I was like, wow, I gave away like all the cool jobs. And I started to get in this just nasty comparison. And then when social media really started up, you know, it's just so easy to look at what somebody else is doing and say, why am I not in that spot, right? What am I doing wrong? And the problem I find with this and why this is actually a money lesson is because it takes you off track, right? It takes you out of the zone that you should be in. And when you're in your zone, when you're in your lane and you're doing you to the best of your abilities, that sort of sounds sexual. And I did not mean for that to sound sexual, but you get where I'm going, right? When you're living your own life and you're staying in your own zone, you are so much more efficient. You are so much better at your task. You're better at your money management. You're better at thinking through things. When you get caught in the comparison and the trying to have what other people have mentality, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, things just start to fall apart because your eyes are off the target, right?
I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary. But now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, EarnIt provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. EarnIt is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the EarnIt app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use EarnIt in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make EarnIt a part of your financial routine and join EarnIt's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about EarnIt, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download EarnIt today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIt app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. EarnIt is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
All right. And number 10, this is
kind of in the lines. We're kind of going in kind of a interesting pattern here with our last couple numbers here, 8, 9, and 10. But it's really not being in a rush to make big purchases. And I know that the way society tells us to do things is we're supposed to graduate from college. We're supposed to get this job, right? Then we're supposed to meet someone. Then we're supposed to get married. Then we're supposed to buy a house. Then we're supposed to have a kid. It's like this crazy list that we're supposed to just keep checking off. And, you know, the statistics about millennials are we're getting married later, we're having kids later, like we're pushing all of these things later, mainly because we have so much debt from school. And other reasons are that we just want to go out and experience life. We want to go have fun before we do this checklist. But I just don't want you to get in a rush to make big purchases and potentially make a decision that's not right for you. You know, there's a lot of people that I've worked with who have bought houses and they have completely overextended themselves, right? And so the problem with that is then they can't do anything else. They're kind of stuck. They're super house poor. And it was all because they felt like they had to make this checklist happen for them. They had to keep up with all their friends who are buying houses and doing things like that. Remember, your money situation is your own money situation. It is not a photocopy of anybody else's. It is completely your situation, right? And you have to have some sort of filter for which you make decisions through, right? What makes sense for your life? What makes sense for your goals? What makes sense for your bank account, please? Like, think about that, because that is how you're going to have freedom from the stress. You're going to have freedom from the judgment of yourself, you know, all of these negative things that really hold us like captive with money. If you're not in a rush to follow the checklist and you really make smart decisions when it's the right time for you, not that you're not going to have stress, because that would be a false statement. You're still going to have stress, right? But I think if you know that you're making the smart decision at the right time for you, it alleviates so much of this. And this really rolls into our last tip. This is our bonus tip. This is number 11. And this could have been tip number one, but I really wanted to save this to the end. And that is mastering the art of knowing your numbers. And we've talked about this on so many podcasts, but again, I feel like I cannot say it enough, because this one thing alone can get you out of any tricky situation or help you leverage the cash you've got the best way. And when I say know your numbers, I don't just mean know how much you're making. And that's sometimes what people think, right? What I want you to know is the nitty gritty of what is going on in your bank account. I want you to know where every single penny that you spend is going in a month, right? What categories is it going to? Is it going to eating out? Is it going to shopping? Is it going to debt? Is it going to, you know, concerts? Is it going to movies? Is it going to hanging out with your friends at Happier? Where is every single penny going? And when you take the time, and it does take some time, right? But you know what? Put on some good music, grab a glass of wine or whatever your favorite beverage is, and make it as fun as humanly possible. I realize this is like, you know, there's an extent to the amount of fun that you can have while you're getting familiar with your numbers, while you're, you know, getting a little cozy with your numbers. But if you get cozy with your numbers and you know where every single penny is going, that gives you power and control. It empowers you. It empowers your money situation that you can now make decisions from, right? That you can now go, whoa, wait a minute. Oh, wow. I'm seriously overspending in an area. I didn't even know I was spending that much. Ooh, let me set some sort of goal around that. Or you know what? I'm doing awesome in this one area. All right. Like high five to myself. Or you know what? I want to actually start saving for a vacation, for a honeymoon, whatever it may be. Let me figure out my numbers so that I can really know how much I can realistically save each month and how long it's going to take me to actually pay for that vacation. It just totally empowers you to be in control of your money. Now, you can't necessarily change the numbers, right? Your income's your income's your income. Unless you get a side hustle or something else to add to your income, which is always a great idea. But you can actually control your expenses to an extent, right? There's stuff that you got to pay. I get it. There's stuff that you absolutely have to pay. But there's a lot of stuff that you're probably spending money on every month that you maybe don't have to, or maybe you can just do it smarter. That's the better way to do this. Don't give it any of it up. Just do it smarter. Do it better. All right. As always, I want to just totally empower you. You got this. Figure out what works for your life. Figure out the vision for your life and try to work on all of these tips. Take one at a time. Don't take all 11 at a time. That's like way too overwhelming. Just take one tip. Find one thing you want to focus on. Do that this month, right? Do something else the next month. Like take these small steps. As always, I want to thank you so much for being a listener. Head on over to Twitter to follow me at Shauna Game, Instagram at millennial_money. And if you enjoy this podcast, I really appreciate it if you go to the show notes and click the link over to iTunes and leave us a review.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.